And what a great segment we just had as part of Girls Rock Pittsburgh with the Awkward Silence group. And I've been looking forward to the segment we are about to present. It's Pittsburgh Refugee Youth Summer Enrichment Prize Academy. And we have four students who are going to be sharing some writing with you. We're going to meet the students. Then we're going to talk to the co-directors of the academy. And then you'll hear some writing. But first, let's give you a sense of who's here. And we'll start. I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, my name is Tolly, and I was born in Nepal. My age is 14. This year, I'll be going to high school. A little bit nervous about that. And I love Price. It gives me a chance to be who I am, and it's like my second home to me. So shout out to all the counselors who have helped me.
How long have you been away from Nepal? When did you come to the United States?
It has been like 4 years now, almost five.
Well, that's still relatively recent. So you came when you were about 10 or so.
Yeah.
Where are you going to be going to high school?
High school, Keystone Oak Middle High School.
What, Keystone Oaks?
Yeah.
Well, excellent. Is there anybody who might be listening that you would like to say hello to since they're tuned in?
I don't think so, because my parents don't understand English, so I don't think so.
If you said hello to them in a different language, what language would you use?
Nepali.
Do you want to, can you say something to them in Nepali? You're welcome to if you'd like.
Okay. Bubha mami, mo yanari to radio ma boldechu. Tapaiharu sunirahanu bhayeko chha bhane dhanyabad tyo sabai kura ko lagi. Done.
Great. I'm glad you did that. Can you tell me basically what you said? You don't have to say anything personal, but
I said, Mom and Dad, thank you for everything you have done for me. Basically that.
Great. Well, it's very nice to meet you. And Chali is at Keystone Oaks High School. And next to her is Champa. Let's meet you.
Hello.
And can you tell me a bit about yourself? How old you are? Where you go to school? How long you've been in the United States?
My name is Champa, and I am 12 years old. I'm going to middle school, but actually, I don't look that. I'm going to sixth grade or something. And then I love to dance, and this is the first year I came to Price, and it gives me so experience that they're good, and they will teach me in, good English and stuff like that. And then I'm so proud of the counselors that they are having fun with the kids and campers.
What's nice to meet you. You look like you belong in middle school to me. I would have not guessed otherwise. What country are you from?
I'm from Nepal as Charlie, but I'm the town is Patri and campus, I don't know.
And when did you come to the United States?
I think it's been 6 years almost, I don't know.
Well, I hope, I'm so glad both of you are here in Pittsburgh. Is there anybody you would like to say hello to or give a message to?
I don't have any, like, friends or because they don't listen to radios and stuff like that. But I know who is listening to radio because they love it. And one of it is my neighbors that are, like, my best friends and something like that. And then, yeah.
Great. Well, Chop, it's nice to meet you. Now, we have a couple guys here who are sitting next to the two women you just heard from. The first is Sharif. I'll let you introduce yourself. Sharif, go ahead.
Hi.
And can you tell us your full name and how old you are and where you go to school?
My name is Sharif Mazimi. I go to school at Arsenal Middle School. I am 12 years old, and I'm going to 7th grade.
And where did you come from? What country did you come from?
I came from Africa.
And how long have you been here in the Pittsburgh area?
10 years.
That's been a long time for you, pretty much the majority of your life. What do you like to do for fun?
I like to play sports outside.
And do you have any favorites?
Soccer.
Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening, either now or online later?
Yeah, my sisters.
What are their names?
Hamisa and Nerta.
Wonderful. Well, it's very nice to meet you. And where in Africa are you from?
I'm from Kenya.
Wonderful. I met somebody last week who is a Somalia Bantu, former Somalia Bantu refugee who wants to go to Kenya someday as an ambassador. He was telling me a lot about Kenya. Let's meet the person who's sitting next to you, and then we're going to talk with two co-directors from PRIZE, and then we're going to have you share some reflective writing that you've done. We're going to say hello now to Niraj. Hello.
Hello.
Tell me your full name, your age, and a bit about yourself.
My name is Niraj Nepal, and I'm 14 years old.
And where are you from?
I'm from Nepal.
And you're at Arsenal Middle School? No. You're at South Brooks?
Yeah, South Brook Middle School.
And how long have you been here in Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh, it's been about 3 years, I think, but I've been to lived in other places as well.
Where else have you lived?
When I first came to America, we went to California. I think we stayed there for about 2 years. Then we moved to Nashville, Tennessee. We stayed there for like 2 to 3 years.
Go ahead.
And now we're in Pittsburgh.
And has Pittsburgh been a good place for you?
Yes.
I'm glad to hear that. Those are other, you know, beautiful places. But I know Pittsburgh's working very hard to try to welcome people and help people feel at home. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
Not really.
Well, that's okay. And what do you like to do for fun?
Well, I like to play games and also play soccer and basketball.
Great. And we're going to come back to you in a minute. I forgot to ask our girls, what do you two like to do for fun? Do you have any favorite hobbies or sports? Go ahead.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. I already told you that my hobby is like dancing.
Oh, right. You mentioned that. I forgot.
And then I sometimes like singing and something.
I forgot. I didn't ask you, but you told me. What about you, Charlie?
Me, I love going outdoors, and I love dancing and acting. In future, I want to be an actress.
Excellent. Well, let's turn to your co-directors now, who are Kristen Hochreiter, and we also have Tias. I don't have your last name.
Oh,
I'm
Sen.
Sorry. What is it?
Sen.
And tell us a little bit about this program. It's called PRIZE. That's Pittsburgh Refugee Youth Summer Enrichment.
So it's a 3-week summer camp that Kristen and I are co-directing this year. It's taking place at Carnegie Mellon, but it's a collaboration between the University of Pittsburgh and CMU. And it's a summer camp that focuses on two main goals. One is to help with academic summer learning loss by teaching English writing and speaking workshops. And the second part is to expose our campers to creative expression workshops to build confidence and tell their stories.
And what got you interested in doing this?
So I was a counselor for the camp last summer, but before that, I started volunteering in an organization in college called Forge, that we basically go to refugee families every weekend and mentor them.
Terrific. And let's meet your colleague, Kristen. Hello.
Sure. Hi.
And tell me a bit about yourself and your involvement.
Sure. So like Tiash, I was a counselor at PRIZE last year, and that's what really helped me to fall in love with the program. I also was the president of the Pitt version of Forge, working with refugee families. And I love the idea of giving kids the ability to express themselves in a safe and supportive environment. So that's what really drew me to become a director this year and help to create some of the programming that goes on at camp.
Well, I'm really glad that we were able to arrange this and make it happen. Now, before the kids here share their writing, do you want to tell us a little bit about what led to the works that they brought with them?
Sure. So We have brought in a lady that came to Price 2 years ago when it started, named Christine Wolf. And she came in, and we have three classrooms, blue, green, and yellow, and worked on different types of poetry and creative and expressive writing with our campers. So some of them wrote poems about color and about prize, things like that.
Well, great. We're going to listen to those. Would anybody in particular like to go first? Would you like to go? I saw your microphone come up so quickly. So we'll start with Champa. And whenever you're ready, please go right ahead.
The poem of the title of the poem is Likes of My Friend. My friend's name is Charlie. My friend's favorite animal is baby animals. My friend likes rose. My friend likes the color pink and red. My friend likes crystal as in mineral. My friend likes love birds. My friend likes limo cars. My friend likes guitar.
I like that. It's very nice to write something about a friend. And since you're right next to her, do you want to read yours?
Oh, sure. Pink is the pain of others. Pink loves to go outside where there is tears. In the rain, pink wants her heart to set free of pain. Pink lives in the broken heart of mine.
That's beautiful. And that is from Chally. And interesting. I just saw Niraj and Sharif are each pushing the microphone towards the other. Let's see. Niraj, you're older, so we'll let you go first since you're older. What did you bring?
I wrote a poem about red, and the poem's title is Red as well. Okay. Red, the blood you bleed. Red, how you feel when you're sad. Red, the color of your blood. Red, how you think. Red, so red that red is red. Red, dash love. Red is an apple. A blush is red. Red, a red fox.
Beautiful. Very good. And now Sharif knows that it's your turn. And what did you bring, Sharif?
I bring, not like a poem, but it's like a story about Price. When I came to camp with my sister, we thought that we were going to be lonely in the darkness of friendship. So me and my sister, we waited for a couple of few days to receive our own compassionate friendship to the people that are loyal to everybody, especially us two. So when we found the loyal friends, we decided to make more loyal friends so we can trust in them. And we did, so me and my sister had friends to last on till we die and get buried in our own grave. So I can still remember the day I found loyal friends to have.
You guys all wrote so beautifully from the heart and so perfectly. I really enjoyed hearing your stories. Let's give you guys a little applause for everybody. You sounded wonderful. We just have another minute or two. Is there anything else you'd like to say about activities at Prize? I hope this fall there will be more opportunities to keep working and playing and having fun. That's good. Anything you wanted to mention to us or Kristen?
Coming up this Friday evening to hear more of the campers' poetry and see their final projects and things, we have our final showcase coming up this Friday, August 14th at 6:30 p.m. at Carnegie Mellon's campus. So we definitely encourage you to check out our website and Facebook page for more information.
And what's the website?
Prizeacademy.com. Yeah.
Right, and Prize is P-R-Y. SE, Pittsburgh Refugee Youth Summer Enrichment. Kristen, anything else for you to mention?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having us on. I know this was a big opportunity for all of our campers. And definitely for anyone listening, definitely look for us online and support us, even if you can't come to the final showcase. But it's going to be a great event. And a lot of our kids are going to be doing a variety of artistic activities. We're going to have dancing and theater, and it's going to be really great. So I encourage everyone to come out for it.
You all are welcome to share more things that you wrote, as well as songs or musical instruments. In fact, we have a harp player that's going to be joining us in a moment from the Pittsburgh Concert Society. So please don't make this the only time you come and visit us. We'd love to have you visit again. Thank you to each of you for being here. It's the PRIZE program, Pittsburgh Refugee Youth Summer Enrichment, here at the Saturday Light Brigade.